The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Ravindra Srupabhu on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 8, on the Sringadev's appearance, May 5, 2001, in Philadelphia.
Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nivishesha Srinivari Pastacha Deza Tarane Om Jnana Timuram Dasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksur and Viritam Jainam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So we're observing the appearance of Lord Nrisimhadeva. I probably most of you are familiar with the story. It's recounted at some length in the Srimad Bhagavatam how he became a kind of cosmic tyrant. Hiranyakashipu became a cosmic tyrant and killed by an incarnation of Krishna, Nrisimhadeva. He had actually engaged in interplanetary warfare disposed Indra. Somewhere Prabhupada refers to Stalin and Hitler as the tiny Hiranyakashipus of today. So he was really a big dictator and tyrant. He had a benediction that he could not be killed by a human being or by an animal, by any man-made or God-made weapon, neither at night nor at the day, nor on the inside, nor on the outside, nor on land, nor on sea, nor on air, and so on. He received his benediction. So finally, when the critical moment came, he was abusing very severely his son Prahlad Maharaj, who happened to be a devotee, which was quite unbearable for Hiranyakashipu. And had tried in so many different ways to destroy his son, finally demanding, who's protecting you? He said, Vishnu Father, where is he? He's everywhere. Hiranyakashipu said, is he in that pillar? And said, yes, he's everywhere. So he struck at the pillar with a sword, the pillar burst open, and the Sringadeva appeared, half lion, half man, not a Simba. Nara means human being, and Simha means lion. So not man, not beast. And it was at dusk, so not in the day, not in the night. And the pillow was right at the borderline of the house, so it wasn't on the inside, it wasn't on the outside. And he put Hiranyakashipu on his lap, so he was destroyed not in the land, not in the sea, not in the air. And then with his nails, as this song we sing, he ripped him apart, disemboweled him, just like lions do if you see those nature movies. They do the same style of killing that lions use. And in this way, liberated Hiranyakashipu and saved the universe. So on one hand, we chant in the Sringadeva for protection, it protects the devotees. But he's also called Bhakti Vigna Vina. She's the destroyer of obstacles in devotional service. So we want him to not only protect us from the outside, but protect us from the enemies inside our hearts. So here on the board is a mantra that is chanted by Prahlad Maharaj. In the land of Harivarsha, he leads the residents in the worship of Lord Nrisimhadeva, and they chant this mantra. We can chant it together. It's not a verse mantra, it's in prose. So I've put red marks where we divide the lines up when we chant. We'll chant this responsibly. Let me go through and I'll just say each word, and then we'll do it one line at a time. Okay? So just say after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste.
Vrajadamstra karma shayan randaya randaya tamo grasa grasa umsaha abhayam abhayam atmani buhishta om shau
abhayam abhayam atmani buhishta om shau.
So here's the translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nisringadeva, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. So this is this a prayer. It's very nice. First, Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya, offering obeisances unto Lord Nisringadeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he's described as Tejas Tejase, the power of all power. And then notice the repetition in this verse. It gives a sense of urgency and importance. Avir, Avir, Bhava, asking him to appear. And to appear is described as Vajra Nakra, Vajra Damstra. Vajra means either diamond or, in this case, thunderbolts or lightning bolts. With his teeth and his nails that are powerful, like lightning bolts. So this, we remember how he appeared this way and with Hiranyakashipu on his lap destroyed him. But here we're asking him to destroy karmashayan, one's desires to enjoy in this material world, which are like Hiranyakashipu. The word Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means cushions. So this is the nature of material desires for wealth and sensual enjoyment. So he is the Hiranyakashipu is the emblem or the representative of material desires. So we're asking him to appear and in this strength and begging him, Randaya Randaya, to destroy these desires. And tamo means ignorance, the mode of darkness. Grasa, grasa, drive it away. Where should he appear? It says, atmani, in my heart. And therefore, by doing this, may you appear in my heart, abhayam, abhayam, and bring fearlessness. Fearlessness means, basically, fearlessness from birth, death, old age, disease. Because it is actually these desires to enjoy in the world that's the cause of our bondage and the cause of all of our suffering. So here in this prayer, we are actually asking Lord Nisringadeva to appear in our hearts and in this way destroy these desires. As you know, every school of transcendentalists in the Vedic traditions teach us that in order to become free from repeated birth and death in the material world, we have to be free from all our material desires. Now this sounds like a very difficult project. And many people say, it's not possible. Let me do something else. Well, let me put it off for a long time, maybe many births from now. And they become discouraged also. Many people have tried and have not seemed to have succeeded. But here we discover that, at least in bhakti yoga, devotional service, it is not we ourselves that have to get rid of those desires, but rather, if we pray to Lord Nisringadev, we sincerely want to become free, then he will appear in our hearts and destroy them. So here is the cause that Hiranyakashipu was very terrible, very powerful, formidable, described as a fever of meningitis in the head of the universe. The whole universe was sick because of him. But still, he was destroyed by the Sringadeva. So similarly, our own desires to enjoy in this world, they may be very strong. But if Nisringadev appears in our hearts and destroys them, it's taken care of. We can do it. So our only problem is actually to understand what the goal is and to understand that we want to become free from these desires. We cannot pray to the Lord, please destroy my material desires, but not this one or not that one, or not just yet, maybe in 20 years. Then maybe you will have to wait some time. But if we're sincere and serious and ask the Lord to appear, then he'll come. And he'll do this. So therefore, you notice in this prayer here that we sing many times every day, Bahir Nisringa Hridaye Nisringa, we're praying to Nisringadev, first of all, to protect us from the outside. Bahir means outside, externally, to give us protection. And then Hridaye means in the heart. May he appear in my heart and do exactly what this prayer has requested of us. So this is a very important a prayer in this way. The next prayer that Prahlad Maharaj offers is also very nice. This one is in verse. I want to read this one to you. Then he prays to Nisringadev for a universal benediction, for universal peace. He says, Swasyastu Vishvasya Kala Prasiditam Dayantu Bhutani Shivam Mitodhya Manasta Bhadram Bhajatadda Rokshaje Aveshatam No Matyarapyaraituki. Swastyastu, you know this swasti, huh? Swastyastu. Astu is this in Sanskrit for asking for benedictions. Let there be good fortune or auspiciousness. Vishvasya, throughout the universe. So we should always pray like that. Not just for ourselves, but for everybody. Swasyastu Vishvasya. Every time you see the newspaper, you should pray like this. Swasyastu Vishvasya. Kala prasidatam. Let all envious people become pacified. Certainly the world is full of envious people. And their enmity toward each other is causing trouble all the time. Let them be pacified. This is also a good prayer to Nisringadev. Please pacify all these envious people. Dayantu Bhutani Shivam Mitodhya. And then he prays that let them develop this mentality so that they consider each other in a mutually auspicious way. Shivam Mitodhya. That toward each other they have good wishes, auspicious feelings. Shivam Mitodhya. So here is Bhutani. First he says the whole universe, and then Bhutani means all living beings. All living beings. Among all beings. Manasta Bhadram. And may the mind become auspicious. Another word for auspicious. Peaceful. Bhadra. May the mind become peaceful. Bhajatadda Hoksajay. And let it experience Aveshatam no matyarapya raituki. May the mind become peaceful and let it become absorbed let our intelligence become absorbed, mati, causelessly in the transcendent Lord. So in this way he goes from the universe to all living beings to our minds, and is asking every one of us that we should, our mind should develop, become absorbed without any motive. This means devotional service, in service and in thought of the transcendent Lord. So this is the benedictive prayer being asked by Prahlad Maharaj to Nrisimhadev for universal peace. So I always remember this. We should actually pray like this to Nrisimhadev. It's very good to do this. This peace will come. Our hearts have to be peaceful. When people's hearts are peaceful, then there will be peace. Without the hearts becoming peaceful, you can have so many peacekeeping forces and so many arrangements like the United Nations and so many conflict resolution and mediation and all these different things for bringing peace. People are all also fight war. Ask anybody why they fight wars, and they say they fight wars for peace. The famous motto of the Strategic Air Command, the United States bomber fleet that carried the nuclear bombs, peace is our profession. There seems to be a little contradiction here. Everybody who fights war, they fight for peace. So there's something wrong with these methods of trying to attain peace, and it's because the heart is not peaceful, it's not calm, it's not auspicious. That's because there are disturbances in the heart because of our insatiable desires and longings. We become greedy, we want more than our share, we encroach upon the share of other people, there's a conflict of interest, and so on. So we should desire the welfare of everybody. This is what a Vaishnava wants. Not just for his own self, but for everyone. So Prahlad Maharaj's prayer to Nrisimhadev is exemplary in this respect. So these are very nice prayers, these two. And we're going to stop now for Abhishek. So one last time, let's chant this prayer responsibly. Huh? Om namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Namaste jaste jase avirabhava.
Namaste jaste jase avirabhava.
Vrajra nakka vrajra damstra karmashayam. Randaya randaya tamo grasa grasa swaha. Avayam avayam atmani bhuyishta om
shvaha.
Shringa Bhagavan ki.